Thousands of runners are once again descending on Boston for Monday's marathon. Only a handful have a chance to win. And here now is Alex Ashlock, spoke with some of those elite runners today. He's back in the studio. Alex, hi.
Good afternoon.
And remind people just maybe paying attention to all of this. You know, it's, sometimes it's your first noticing the Boston Marathon. There are marathons all over the world. Yes, this one had a terrible event 2 years ago.
Right.
But even before that, it got a lot of attention. Why?
Well, Robin, it's really old. It's even older than I am. It dates back to 1897. It's the world's oldest annual marathon, comparing to New York, which started its race in 1970, or London, which is coming up a week from Sunday, held its first race in 1981. What also makes it different is from the other big city marathons is that it's always held on a holiday, a Monday, Patriots Day here in Massachusetts, marking the shot heard around the world. So it's a day that everybody has the day off.
Right.
So they all come out and watch.
Huge celebration. Yes. Apologies to the rest of the country. We have an extra holiday. So the runners in this year's race, who will set themselves apart?
You have to start with the men, and you have to start there with Meb Keflezighi. He's the defending champion, a very emotional victory last year, the year after the bombings. Meb was the first American to win the open race in 31 years. He's back this year to try to repeat.
I'm feeling pretty good. You know, it's great to be back here in Boston. And you know, I'm excited for the competition and looking forward to, you know, see what brings. I feel I'm one piece, which is huge as you get older to stay healthy. But, you know, I'm here and in one piece and hopefully ready to go.
There's Meb Keflezighi, your running partner. You know, he mentions he's healthy. That's something that wasn't guaranteed for his family. They fled civil war. They eventually made their way to California. He excelled as a runner. He's obviously world class.
He's incredible. He finished second in the 2004 Olympic marathon more than a decade ago. He won a silver medal there in Athens. He also won the New York Marathon in 2009. He's about to turn 40 years old, Robin, and he thinks he can win this race again. And he's also going to try to make another Olympic team in 2016.
So what's his competition? Before he won last year, African runners dominated the Boston Marathon for two decades. So might there be Kenyans or Ethiopians challenging Meb?
I think you can count on that. Mm-hmm. Last year, the other runners in the field basically watched him as he took the lead early in the race. He just kept extending it. And by the time they tried to reel him in, he had crossed the finish line as the winner. That isn't going to happen on Monday. There are two other past champions in the race, including Kenyan Wesley Karir. He happens to be a member of the Kenyan Parliament. There's also Lalissa Desisa of Ethiopia. He's a past champion. Patrick Macau of Kenya, running the Boston Marathon for the first time. He's a former world record holder. This morning, I spoke to Amby Burfoot. He won the Boston Marathon way back in 1968. He's covered the race now for decades for Runner's World magazine.
The field is immense this year. The chance of anybody winning it is 1 in 20. But, you know, Meb is going to be running on such a tidal wave of emotion and support. I don't know how that's going to work out for him, but if lightning struck last year, maybe it can strike again this year, too.
Okay, so maybe lightning in the men's race, but we know for sure that's not going to happen in the women's race.
No lightning in the women's race. The winner from last year, Rita Jeptu, she's a Kenyan, tested positive for a performance-enhancing drug last year. Mm-hmm. That was before the Chicago Marathon in the fall. She also won that race after she had won Boston. She's now been suspended for 2 years, and there's a lot of speculation, Robin, about how she won the Boston race last year. I was on the women's press truck in front of Jeptu and the other runners in that race, and at around 24 miles, she just accelerated and just left everybody behind. It was really incredible. Now people are wondering about that. She set a course record that day, but American Shalane Flanagan, one of the runners she left behind, doesn't think it should stand.
No. No. I mean, more information needs to come to light, and it may be unfair for me to say that just because she didn't test positive at Boston last year. However, there's some incriminating evidence, supposedly, that she has been doping for a while. And so if that is true, I would say Diba is the course record holder.
And Diba is Ethiopian Bazunesh Diba. She finished second last year. Flanagan, by the way, was seventh. She's trying to become the first American woman to win the race since 1985.
Well, in the couple minutes we have, mm-hmm. I just want to talk a bit about the wheelchair portion of the race. Wheelchairs entered the marathon in 1975. Now they're a huge part of the marathon.
Yeah, it's really incredible to watch them as well. Hard to believe now that it's been 40 years since they first became part of the race because we see the Paralympics each year. One of the great champions in the wheelchair races is Ernst van Dijk of South Africa. He has 10 titles here in Boston, more than anyone in the history of the race.
Boston set the bar for all the other races on how to treat wheelchair athletes, how to include them, how to give them equal exposure and incorporate them into the event like professional athletes. So this race, with all its history, with all it's done, and the way it helped to make my career, it's just very special to me.
Robin, we should also mention Tatiana McFadden. She's the defending champion in the women's wheelchair race. You've spoken to her. You know her story. A Russian, an orphan in Russia, adopted by an American family. She sued successfully to compete with, I guess, able-bodied athletes, if you will.
Yeah.
And now she's going for her third straight win in the Boston Marathon.
And we're all going to be covered by Alex Ashlock on Monday. You know, there's stories for everyone, even if you don't think you know a thing about running.
30,000 runners, 30,000 stories.
That's right.
And you're not that old, Alex, by the way.
And you aren't either. Alex, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Robin.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.